Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Packer Hall of Famer, finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Leroy Butler, with you here on the Wendy's Big Show. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He is one of our guys here on the show. We've talked to him for quite a while, I guess, here on The Fan over the course of time. He, of course, is with Radio.com Sports. He is their MLB insider. He goes by the name of Bob Nightingale. Bob, thanks a lot for coming on, man. Enjoy reading all your stuff in the USA Today.
Sure. Thanks, Berkey. Thanks, Larry.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what all has transpired between last night and today. We've been reading all this stuff on the air via social media, obviously. But as you see it now, how would you summarize kind of what's happened?
Well, pretty much, you know, Rob Manfred and Tony Clark took things in their own hands. So you know what? We're tired of our lawyers dealing with it. Let's do it ourselves. So Rob Manfred flew from New York to Phoenix yesterday, met with Tony Clark for a couple hours, and they shook hands on a deal that will start the season on July 9th. Play 60 games. Now, the 60 could be expanded by maybe, 65, 66. We'll see. But they've only agreed on a framework of a deal that should be done within the next 24, 48 hours.
Oh, that's amazing. And as far as the expanded playoffs and expanded for next year rosters and all that kind of stuff, they're going to just kind of cram all this into a few days and something they should have been doing maybe a month ago.
Yeah, they probably could have done it a month ago. But that being said, I'm here in Phoenix. The virus are spiking big time. Same in Florida, same in Texas. I'm not sure, people would have had to shut down spring training anyway with the way things are going. But, so right now you probably have spring training starting in about 10 days. The Brewers would just do it in Milwaukee. They wouldn't come to Arizona. And then, 3 weeks of spring training and then, start that season on the 19th.
Let's go back a little bit, Bob. How do you think this thing kind of broke down? Because at one point we were hearing, this was a couple, maybe 60 days ago, these guys, they're going to work it out. They're going to play June the 10th or something. Obviously, that didn't happen. Then you see Manfred say, well, I can almost make these guys play, mandate them play 48 games. And then, I advocated for Tony Clark to do what they did, which is call his bluff. Hey, we'll be there. Just tell us when and where. I don't think they expected the players to accept that deal moving forward.
No, I don't think they did at all. But they also know that if this thing is mandated, they're going to file a grievance, and it's going to be ugly. Where the players say, "Hey, they're not cooperating with you. I'll play the games, and that's it. You want me to be on your TV broadcast, your radio broadcast? See you later. No interviews, just playing." And I think they just realized how nasty it would be the rest of the year. and you know, into the off season where free agency, you know, would be a complete nightmare. It still may be free agency, but at least there'd be some cooperation, you know, right this year.
Talking with Bob Nightingale here on the Wendy's Big Show. Bob, I'm trying to understand this. So 60 games is the number that they're talking about, fully prorated. But I keep reading people across the country saying, but there's wiggle room. You know, we can get more than 60. Maybe we can get to 70. But in order to get to 70, are the players going to have to give something back to get those extra 10 games?
Well, that's the thing. They might. We'll see what that is. You know, maybe in this agreement, you know, then they would get less postseason revenue, something like that. Or maybe baseball would say, that's fine, but you're going to take 95% of your pro rata, which they won't do. So say right now, July 19th, that's figured out 71 days in the calendar. So, you know, you don't need 11 off days, you know, between then and September 27th, maybe four or five. So you would think you'd reach agreement then on, you know, right around 66 games in.
Yeah, you would think a lot of things that's happening around Major League Baseball that sometimes you miss on, you know, the seeing that they delayed the start of the international signing periods, and some of the teams probably have spent their allocation for that. And you had the draft, of course. We talked about that, the five rounds. So there is baseball stuff going on, but I think the most thing with the fans is it's not the safety part of it that they're fighting over. It's just the money part of it. And I think that's what they're losing. The fans saying they're just done with baseball. Do you think ultimately the fans will come back once they get a deal done?
Well, yeah, I mean, they won't even have fans this year. You know, maybe a little bit at the end if it's, you know, the health allows it. I think they will. If there's no season this year, I think they would have lost the fans for two decades. You know, it took the Maguire-Sosa race to, you know, bring them back. In 98, you know, that was 4 years later. So, I mean, the bottom line is with the pandemic, what's going on in our country, you know, and everything, you know, all the unemployment, you know, people didn't have, you know, the stomach to listen to this stuff. They could care less about prorated salaries and this and that. They just want their baseball. So now I think it would be acceptable, particularly if baseball comes out, which I think they will, at some point and say, you know what, we couldn't even play baseball by July 4th. The virus wasn't going to allow it.
This is something I don't understand. Why did it take this long to get a face-to-face meeting between these two gentlemen who run both sides, between the commissioner and Tony Clark, who runs the Players Association? Shouldn't they have started with a face-to-face meeting versus emails and social media tirades between each other?
Well, that's what I think. Sparky, in the sense that I think pandemic messed up a lot of things in that regards. Yeah. You know, back in the day, instead of all these labor disputes, you'd have them staring at each other, you know, pounding their fists on the table, you know, running off for room service and
right.
That sort of thing. Now, I think they really practice their social distancing, and it hurt. You know, they weren't meeting face-to-face. You know, Tony Clark was in Arizona. Rob Manfred was in Florida. So, you know, they weren't even doing Zoom calls. So, yeah, I think that was a big detriment.
We started talking about this getting done and trying to get the numbers to work financially, how many games we're going to play, and so forth. Once they get that agreed to, whether it be the next day or two, then how much longer is it going to take probably to get all the COVID-19 safety protocols worked out? Is there going to be a DH in both leagues? And the rest of this agreement, because I can't imagine this whole thing is all sealed up nice and neat by the time we get through Saturday.
No, I think what they'll do is say, hey, you guys report to spring training here in 10 days. We'll work out the health and safety protocols during that time. You know, don't worry about it. If there's a, you know, we'll get this thing done. So I think they're, you know, far enough along that they can deal with that, deal with the, they've already talked about how the rosters would start. You start off with 30 for the first 2 weeks, then 28 the next 2 weeks, and then back to 26 for the rest of the year. You know, that sort of thing. So I think the little stuff, and they consider that little because they've already made enough work on it, that they can get that done. And there will be universal DH. That's set in stone. So the Brewers, you know, go back to days of American League. They will have a DH.
Ryan Braun, get ready for being a designated hitter. Hey, Bob, thanks so much for coming on,
thanks,
man. Appreciate
lot,
it. Great work as always.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.